From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. A warning for high avalanche danger has been posted for the Juneau area today. One downtown resident this morning posted a video of a slide coming down the Barrons Avenue avalanche path off Mount Juneau.
Came down across the roads by the Grizzlies at the end of, I believe it's Judy Avenue, where the gate is there, and actually came down and hit and took out the gate right at the end of the road there.
That's Tom Matisse, the city's avalanche forecaster. He says the slide was a combination of dry powder and wet snow from lower elevations on Mount Juneau. In addition to the gate, Matisse says the slide hit a parked van, but there were no major damages or injuries. The slide stopped about 50 feet short of homes. There were also small slides this morning on Chop Gully off Mount Juneau and Snowslide Gulch near Thane. Matisse is urging everyone to stay away from avalanche terrain today and this weekend. Some of those areas include Flume Trail and gated areas above the Barrens neighborhood. The avalanche danger is also high in the backcountry, with potentially catastrophic slides with snow of at least 3 to 5 feet deep. A 14-year-old Juneau High School student was honored by the governor's office today for rescuing a 5-year-old boy he saw fall into a fast-running creek. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Juneau Douglas High School sophomore Seth Guerin was one of four friends hanging out at Cope Park on Wednesday at about 6 p.m. Guerin said some small children and an adult walked up the path. A small boy in the group was walking near the fast-running water.
He fell off. Riley jumped in the water, grabbed him, handed him to me. We carried him up to the ambulance and made sure he was okay, and we left.
His friend Riley is 14-year-old Yakus Dakahiti High School student Iosifa Riley John. Authorities say Riley John's quick thinking and fast acting likely saved the life of 5-year-old Mason Varner from drowning in the fast-moving creek. The teenager was honored Friday afternoon by Juneau police, rescuers, and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallett, who presented an award from the governor's office.
We never say, son or daughter, we want you to perform an act of selfless courage that might put you in harm's way. And somehow, it was there in this young man.
5-year-old Mason Varner attended and appeared to be in good spirits as his visibly moved mother clung to him during the short ceremony. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
The first 2 weeks of May is an important time for Alaska's salmon fishermen. This year, something different is taking place in early May that has many salmon fishermen fearing for the safety of the stocks. The U.S. Navy plans military training exercises in the Gulf of Alaska, May 1st through 12th. The community is responding with a letter-writing campaign. It's 41 degrees at the Juneau International Airport. The high today is 44. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.